This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? You cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAprepares.com. We broadcast 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. Nathan is engineering the broadcast today. I'm Vincent Fennelli, and I'm delighted to be chatting with our dear friend Mike Knox. Mike Knox has a farm just down the road from our farm right here in Missouri. And we're going to be talking about successful gardening. How successful? Well, what about the tips from the old timers? They still hold true. What about soil temperatures? How important is it? Have you ever jumped in a nice ice cold bath? How's that feel? Well, I don't think your seeds like it either. Mike Knox, welcome.
Hey, Vincent, how's it going?
Isn't that true, Mike, about the seeds? They don't like being shocked with the wrong soil temperature. They like the right temperature, just like we do when we take a shower or a bath, right?
Exactly right. I mean, I had to jump down in the creek yesterday to get a big old log out of our crossover over our creek and everything. Boy, that water shocked me. It was so cold on my feet. But yeah, that's exactly right. We'll get into that, I'm sure.
Yeah. Well, Mike, I was looking at some of the images, photographs, and pictures of that our family's taken over this last little storm we had. And Interstate 44, just east of Lebanon, Missouri, was flooded. And there's this hill that, we leave the area of Lebanon, head toward the St. Louis direction, and you climb this hill, and it was underwater for a couple miles. And I looked at some of the aerial views of the overpasses at 65 and 60 in Springfield, Missouri, flooding there. Lots of roads were flooded and closed, and so we did have our share, and our road washed out, and yours had some washout as well, right?
Yeah, well, it didn't wash out. We got a bunch of water. We have a little water bridge that gets into our property, and it was over by about 3 or 4 feet. So, yeah, we were locked in for a day and a half at our place, which is good. That's one thing about being prepared. You don't have to worry about it when you got that on your side.
Yeah. And Mike, I've mentioned the term low water bridge, but, I don't think everyone who's listening to this broadcast class understands exactly what a low water bridge is. Would you describe that for us, what a low water bridge is in your neck of the woods? Because it's the same over here, 20 miles away where we are.
Well, for us, we've got a creek that's probably about 20, 25 feet wide that runs through our edge of our property all season. But when, we're in the bottom of a valley, of course, so when it rains like it did this past weekend, it was 6 to 8 and 10 inches coming down in that time frame, all that water from the hills comes down to the bottoms. And that just that low water bridge, is just kind of what we have, is a concrete where it's kind of cupped to go over the bridge with some big old tubes, pipes underneath it to allow the water to go through. But when the water gets going like it was, it was just roaring. We could have whitewatered rafted down there. It was roaring so hard. So you just crawl over it, you drive over that with your car, and it's just a concrete area. But when it comes water down, comes down that much, boy, I tell you what, it don't take long for it to come up.
Right. And what we have running across our farm is something very similar. The low dips in our farm, there's a creek there, and it runs just about all year long, except in a drought. Other than that, it runs. And so to get across the road, the water's going to go there anyway. So there's this concrete slab, and it might be, let's say, 40 feet wide, 30, maybe 40 feet wide. So it's just a place for the water to naturally travel from the creek on top of the road. Now, at one time, I think there was probably a culvert there underneath it, but that culvert probably filled up. And now the water, when it runs on top of the road. So if you're going to go down our dirt road and you go to the low point, and there's this concrete pad, and there's water running across it almost all the time. And when it rains heavily, that water just keeps getting higher and higher and higher. And sometimes it's higher than the center point of the axle on a truck. And sometimes even higher than that. Sometimes higher than the bottom of the door. Sometimes it's even higher than that. And sometimes you just can't get across there, because if you do, you're going to wash right across the road down into the dip, and your car's going to be at the bottom of the creek. I mean, that's kind of what it's like. And,
yeah,
and there are signs.
It can be treacherous. It can be pretty treacherous if you don't pay attention. That's for sure.
Yeah, and we're going to be talking about old timers in gardening today, but some of the old timers told me that when they had to cross, and no choice, they had to do it. These types of water situations. What they would do is they would open the driver's door. And I'm talking about old vehicles. They would open the driver's door, and and they'd open the passenger door. And they would let the water run under the vehicle and through the vehicle. Now, those are the days when you didn't have all these sophisticated electronics.
I don't think my wife would like that now.
Well, if one of the problems is you probably have a computer sitting, you know, near where your feet are, maybe on the passenger side below the glove box, you know, some of these vehicles. So you might make it, you know, a foot or two, and then the car would quit. But, you know, back in the days of the taller vehicles, you might have been able to do it. I don't recommend it. But anyway, that's just an old-timer story. So, Mike, your company, White Harvest Seed Company, and that's White Harvest Seed without the S, whiteharvestseed.com. And, you know, I was thinking of slogans. And one of the things I can tell you about your seeds, and we use them here at the farm, they grow. They grow. And that's not necessarily true about all seeds. So if you're counting on planting your garden, it sure would be nice to have a successful garden. I've known Mike Knox for years, ever since Expo number one, many, many years, and we plant his seeds, and they are fabulous. So that being said, that's an endorsement class. That's not a commercial. That's, if you're going to plant seeds, consider White Harvest Seed. You can order them by mail. I'm going to give you the phone number in case you'd like to place that call. And I suggest maybe after Mike and I are done with this hour, would probably be a good time. 866-424-3185. 866-424-3185. Mike, you're going to tell us some tips about old-timers' tips and gardening soil temperature. Why don't we start with that? What do we need to know about soil temperature when we plant our gardens?
Well, that's a great point, Vincent. You mentioned it earlier on. But, you know, a lot of people call us at times and they'll say, well, they had some nice tomato starts, you know, and pepper plants that they were getting ready to set out. And they'll set it out in their garden, you know, because the weather was nice a few weeks ago, you know, and it was nice and warm, 75, you know, 85 degrees. And then all of a sudden it turns off colder. They look out the next few days and their plants are falling over. They just look like they're struggling. And that's because you have taken them from a really nice environment when you've started them inside, you know, back in February, and you've let them grow in a nice warm environment. You've babied them. You've given them all this special attention. Then all of a sudden you put them outside in the cold soil. Even though the air temperature may be 75 or 85 degrees out there, the soil, you know, it doesn't warm up that quickly. And so when you put those roots out there, that plant out there, the roots go into that cold soil, just like we were talking about the water on the cold feet. And, you know, that just shocks them. And believe it or not, that can set those plants back a month or more, because they just go into, hey, this is not really conducive to what I like to grow in. And so they will just kind of rebel a little bit. So that sets you back. And people say, well, how come my tomatoes and peppers didn't get growing like they should have? Well, it's because you probably set them out too soon into the soil. I got a real interesting story, Vincent, if you want to hear it from some shows we've went to and some people that have told us how they used to do it.
Yeah.
down in Arkansas. Now, this is not the case for all Arkansas people down there, I'm sure, but this one lady came up to me after I gave a speech one day down there, and she said, "Mike, you're so right about that soil temperature." She says, "My granddaddy used to taught us the way to do it." And I said, "Well, how is that?" You know, because I wanted to learn. She says, "Well, he told us that if we could walk around naked at midnight, barefoot, go sit down out in the grass, out there in the garden, and be comfortable, then it was time to plant." And I just looked at her, you know, and I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, you know. But if you think about that, that's so true, because if you can walk around at midnight and see what you're doing, that means it's a full moon. If the soil is warm enough for you to walk on barefoot and be comfortable, that means it's good. If you can walk around naked, you know, that's nice warm weather type of thing. And if you can sit down, that's another test of how some of the old timers used to tell when the ground was warm. So, you know, it sounds funny, but it's true. There's a lot of truth to that, the soil temperatures and all those old lunar things that go on with the old timers.
How, you know, you mentioned lunar. How important, right now in our kitchen, we have a family friend. He just comes over for coffee every once in a while, actually pretty often. And he's in the kitchen with Mrs. Finelli and our son, and they're talking about farming. And he is a fabulous gardener. And he talks about planting via the signs of the moon. How important is it, and do we know why?
Well, I'm not an expert on that. I know what the Farmer's Almanac always sends. It has a little book every year when you can request or get from them that tells about, you know, when the full moons and all these different things, when it's best to go fishing and all that type of stuff. And yeah, I'm a big believer in that. I think there's a lot of truth in that. You know, somehow the gravity pulls. I know sometimes they say to plant certain seeds on full moons because the gravity is pulling the roots. You know, the roots that are inside. You know that. Inside the seed, that they'll get, it makes it pull down, makes them put their roots down quicker. You know, and there's all different things in that that are so true, I believe. And I believe it or not, you know, the old timers, they really did. They went by that. You know, an old Indian saying is, when the night has a fever, it cries, it rains in the morning. And that's almost 100% true back on the northeast coast of the United States, that if the night gets warmer between 9 and 12 o'clock at night, if the night temperature goes up, you generally have rain in the morning, and that's an old-timer thing there, too. So, yeah, I'm a big believer in it. There's a lot of that lunar, the moon stuff that definitely is a plus. Planting your potatoes when the moon is dark is an old saying. Plant your beans when the moon is light is another one. So yeah, there's a lot of truth to that.
Mike, what are some of the things that you've learned as you travel the country and you attend these conventions, these preparedness and farmers conventions and homesteaders conventions? When we come back, would you share some of the stories about gardening and the successful tips that you've heard from others that you believe and that you've tested yourself, things that you know work? And then let's talk about things don't do. Let's don't do these things and save yourself a lot of headache and wasted time. Mike Knox, WhiteHarvestSeed.com.
Class. I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Mike Knox is with us, White Harvest Seed Company. WhiteHarvestSeed.com. Class, if you want to find out more about Mike Knox and the offerings that he has and the contact information, you can go to page number 1 of USAPrepares.com. It's listed right there, Mike Knox. And there's also a link on the instructors tab of USA Prepares. So if you're traveling and you can't write at the moment, you can go to USA Prepares and find Mike Knox. Mike, one of the things that's most fun about traveling and going to these conventions and is the meeting of the people who attend. And you meet so many fun and interesting individuals. And a lot of them have stories, and they want to share them. Can you share some of the stories that you've learned about from them that you think they're, you know, they're viable, they're bona fide, they're actually true? Maybe some that you've tested, advice and counsel that you've received while attending. Can you share some of those with us about gardening?
Sure. Yeah, sure. You know, tapping into what we were talking about earlier about the temperature of the soil, you know, and with as much rain as we've been getting around here in the Ozarks lately, you know, and then the weather's been nice, people have been tempted to plant early, you know, beans, just a real simple one. that people, a person shared with me many years ago, was that, you know, white beans, a white-skinned bean, will tend to rot and not sprout as well as a dark-skinned bean. So if you want to plant early, and you're really wanting to get your garden going, plant a dark-skinned bean like a Kentucky Wonder or Provider. Those are some beans that are on the dark color skin compared to Blue Lake Bush and Contender, which are white-skinned. So, but, you know, that's just one technique there. Plant the beans with their eye down is another one that I was told, and I've seen that one work personally myself well. It sprouts a little easier and pops through the ground a little stronger. Epsom salts, you know, that's one that people I've heard. This is one I have not tried, but I have talked with many folks that have. When you're putting your tomato starts out into your garden after your frost and everything, put a tablespoon of Epsom salts down in the hole before you put the plant in there. Then put your plant covered in like you normally would, and that adds a new boost to it. I've also heard put two matchsticks, unstricken or whatever you would say it, unused. In the bottom, and that adds sulfur to the bottom. I've even had some people say put your hair, cut some of your hair and put it in the bottom of a tomato or pepper hole, and that gets them off to a good start. There's something about that the plants thrive on at the early ages of their growing section. Cardboard, you know, it's as much like it's been raining so much here that, you know, like you're planting your carrots and your beets, things that you plant, don't plant very deep in your garden. That first week after you plant them, put some cardboard over them. And let the plants sprout underneath that. And people think, well, it's not getting any sun. Well, believe it or not, seeds don't need sunlight to sprout. But after they sprout, it's when they need that. So put that over. That keeps the rain from washing away the tiny seed. And then, you know, for a week, and then that gives you off to get them going. And another tiny seed factor I've had people tell me is mix it with cornmeal. That way allows the seed to, you can see the smaller seed, and it also allows you not to plant too much of it. Kind of keeps a thinning process, a natural thinning process when you're broadcasting. So those are just a few things there on that end.
How about, Mike, I don't know the answer to this, but what about nails? I've heard people say that if you get, you know, a couple good quality rusted American nails, I'm not talking about nails that we don't know the origin of the material, like the steel, the iron that's, you know, they're constructed with, but some adding some iron to the soil with nails. I mean, it's a problem if you have a rototiller with pneumatic tires, if you were to have one of those, and they could be a problem later on. But what about a little bit of metal? Yes, no. Has anybody mentioned anything about that?
Well, I just learned one this past week. It's on the flower side. I'm sure I'm going to pronounce it right, but the hydrangeas, the big bowl, big flower item. Yeah, hydrangeas. And if they're normally a one color, but if you put a nail by them when they're growing, the flower will be blue. And I just learned that this past week. And, you know, so I think there is some truth to that. There's probably in certain areas, you know, where you may be lacking on trace minerals, because trace minerals are so important to your overall health of your garden and production, that you do need some type of those type of things. Now, I don't know how much iron you're going to get off of the nail, but I do know there is some effect, just like I said, on that flower that I learned this past week. So, yeah, I think that's a very important factor, maybe keep in the back of your mind. Make sure you have those trace minerals.
Like when we lived in Virginia, there were tobacco farmers, and there was such thing as a tobacco fertilizer, and it had trace minerals in it. We used that in our garden, and it made a huge difference because of the trace minerals. Let's talk about that when we come back a little bit. Is it available, and what do we ask for? Mike Knox, WhiteHarvestSeed.com.
This is Michael David from Seattle. I'm 51 years old, and 6 months ago, I started taking Andro 400 to increase my testosterone. Since then, I've lost 35 pounds of fat, and my waist went from size 38 to size 32. I have more energy, and I look and feel 20 years younger. And now, my wife tells me I have to take Andro 400.
Hi, this is Ron Johnson from Utah. After 10 weeks of taking Andro 400, I lost 13 pounds, and my waist went from 36 to 33. That was 8 years ago. I continue to take Andro 400, and I've maintained my weight at 172. gained muscle and energy. I'm 63 now and feel better than I have in 30 years.
Andro 400, the natural way to increase testosterone, lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great. Try Andro 400, the safe, effective, affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Ben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why today? God, you're
take my. When you go to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist. Vincent Finelli.
Mike Knox is with us, and I've mentioned this before on the air, that when I lived in Virginia, there was a fertilizer company, a commercial fertilizer company, and they had these potted tomato plants right outside the front door when you walked into this fertilizer company. And that's all they sold was fertilizer, bulk fertilizer, bag fertilizers. And farmers would buy it, and the trucks would come and deliver it and spread it on your fields if you needed and so forth. And there was one tomato plant that was really, really vigorous. And there was one on the other side of the front door that was nowhere near as vigorous, kind of like a normal tomato plant. And they said the difference was the tobacco fertilizer. So I would buy the tobacco fertilizer in these 50-pound bags, and I would use it in our garden. But when we moved to Missouri, it's not available because we don't grow much tobacco out here. And so what's in it? Well, it's got more... it's got the standard nitrogen, potassium, and phosphorus, the NPK that we're so used to hearing about. But it has more potassium. It has sulfur. It has magnesium, copper, zinc, and manganese. So those are some trace elements that are in the tobacco fertilizer that you just don't commonly get at your garden variety of Walmart, you know, 10 or 5-10-5 or 17-17-17-17-17 or 19-19-19. Mike, have you experimented with tobacco fertilizer or these trace elements?
I have not with the specific tobacco fertilizer, but we do carry products, and trace minerals is a big part of them all. One of them that's out there that we sell, that we've had very good luck with, is called Neptune's Harvest Fish and Seaweed spray. That supplies all the, you know, a lot of the nutrients that you just mentioned on the seaweed side of it, and it is tremendous. It's a tremendous product. We also have a product called Sea Mineral, which is, it's kind of like sea salt, like C90 maybe people have tried, but the Sea Mineral seems to have a better result than what we've experimented with the C90, and it provides all those trace minerals, 90 other trace minerals that you don't normally get in other things, and it looks like salt. It's like you put in a jar or your salt shaker, and you just mix it with water, and you just spray it on the plant as a foliar spray. It works good. A product out there that I've heard a lot about, I have not tried it myself yet, but it's an all-natural product. It's called Azomite, A-Z-O-M-I-T-E. It's one of those products that I've heard a lot of good reviews on. I just have not tried it myself. But it's one of those things that comes from some place in Utah where they do an old excavated out of an old seabed of some sort out there or some where there's been a bunch of mineral deposits, and it's a wonderful product, and it's just dusted on just like you do with lime or whatever. And you're on your fields or whatever with that type of thing, and it has had a lot of really good reviews, like I said. Also, we were experimenting with a product this year. It's called Live Microbes. You know, when you your soil has a lot of the nutrients in it, but a lot of times the soil doesn't release itself to the plants when they need it. And these microbes is a deal that allows the soil to, I guess, relax the hold on these minerals. So when the plants are calling for them or trying to get them out of the soil, these microbes help them to do that and allows these nutrients to be released, especially on the nitrogen side. We've sprayed a part of our garden this year with this product, and we're going to see how the difference in the results are. But it's definitely supposed to increase production and quality.
Well, you know, we've experimented as farmers, and we'll do little tests to see what works really well. And I've got to tell you that I did an experiment with the micronutrients on years ago with some of the soil for grass, and it makes a difference. And I went to the fertilizer company, and I said, "Tell me what most of the other farmers are using, please." And, you know, 17-17 would be the high end of fertilizing around here.
Right.
And I said, what else? That's pretty much it. I said, okay. How about, you know, trace minerals? And, we don't really do so much. And I said, well, can you do it for me? And they thought about it, and they made some phone calls. They decided, yeah, they could do that. And they could get the manganese, the zinc, the copper, the magnesium, and the sulfur. And it made a difference, a visible difference in the vigor, the growth, the green, and the quality of the grasses. that we were growing. So I do know that it works, and I do know that it works in the garden. And what I'm hearing, Mike, is you're saying the same thing. You've done it differently, but you've gotten similar results, better results by adding the trace minerals. Am I hearing that right?
Yes, because when you think about it, Vincent, you know, over the years, especially here in the Ozarks where the soil is not real deep, you know, we got a lot of rock in the topsoil of what we have, a little bit that we have here, at least in my area, that, you know, when it rains for as hard as it does down here and the soil down here lets that water just go through it very quickly generally before it gets saturated, you know, it's just washing those minerals away from the soil. Just like, you know, the dust bowls back in the early part of the centuries, you know, when the wind would blow the topsoil away, it's blowing away the nutrients. You know, so there is a depletion of trace minerals and minerals itself. It just naturally that happens. And if you don't put anything back in and the plants just keep eating it year after year, and if you never replace that in any way or boost it, then your soil and your gardens are just going to struggle. You're just starving them, essentially. You know, you're starving them to death slowly. So, yeah, I definitely am a believer in trace mineral. You know, definitely have the big three. You definitely need those, you know, NPK. But you definitely need the trace minerals. What I tell folks all the time, that is a definite. You'll see a difference. You may not see it in a sense that, you know, your pound tomato will jump to a 3-pound tomato per se necessarily right away. But you will see a difference, and you will have a different quality.
Mm-hmm. Mike, what does it mean when tomatoes, when you start tomato plants and they turn kind of a yellow? What does that mean?
Generally, it's missing a deficiency, it's a deficiency. As I'm sitting here looking, there can be different things. Manganese is one of the things that can a lack of that. Nitrogen is always a good indicator. Your plants, whenever they turn yellow or struggle, that's usually a plant saying, help me in some way. You're either overdoing it. You know, because you can put too much nitrogen on a plant at the same way as not getting enough. Potassium are all these different things that fit into that. Sulfur is kind of one, is kind of a big deficiency. If you have a major deficiency in that, your plants will definitely show some lack of color. If you have nice green plants, lush, you know, you're in pretty good shape for the most part, unless you get too much good nutrients in the soil, then they'll just grow and they won't produce anything, but which I hear frequently from folks, especially people that do containers or raised beds. You know, they go buy the real nice stuff, the real nice soil mixes and stuff like that, and they put it together, and their plants will just grow and grow, and they'll grow tall, they'll look beautiful, but they won't bloom. And they always come up and ask you, why are my plants not blooming? And it's because the soil's I hate to tell them, the soil's too good, you know, in a sense. So, but over time, that'll correct itself naturally.
Mike, when, you know, people are probably thinking about planting tomatoes, and you go to the stores right now, the Chinese factory outlet, you can see tomato plants, and, you know, lots of places have them available in these 4-packs and 6-packs. When we plant tomatoes, some people say plant them deep. So when you look at them, you look at the little root ball that they have, and you think, well, maybe I'll just plant it, you know, as deep as the root ball. Some people plant them, like, really, really deep, like 4 or 5 inches deeper than that. What are your thoughts on the best depth to plant tomato plants, pepper plants, and so forth that come on these 6-packs?
Yeah, definitely. We always tell folks to start their plants and stuff in like 3-inch deep, at least 3-inch deep pots and 3-inch wide pots diameter. For that reason, if you have a small root ball, of course, you know, everything gets congested in there and it's easy to damage them when you're transplanting them and that type of thing. Mm-hmm. But yeah, planting them deep is a definite good technique. Sometimes people even, you know, they'll have a plant that's, 8, 10, 12 inches tall by the time they get it ready to go in the garden if the weather cooperates. And sometimes they'll plant it at least halfway, you know, at least 6 inches. And it's not in people think, well, that's part of the stem. You're cutting it off. Well, that tomato is going to grow. And actually what happens on that stem of that tomato that's in the soil, it produces more root structure coming out. It gives it more viability and strength and holding it in the ground. And plus it also absorbs better. It absorbs some things. So definitely planting them deep is not a bad thing. You know, you want to leave enough The key thing on tomatoes early is you want to make sure that there's nice leaf structure so that the leaves can, that's what makes it produce its photosynthesis thing, you know, and that's how it gets to go in town. But a tomato, golly, a little tomato, you know, those heirloom varieties that we sell, they'll get, you know, 6, 7, 8 feet tall. I've even had some people get, you know, go up a fence, a cattle panel, and come back down, you know, they call them a tomato trees. You know, Lynn Pence's technique that he uses on his raised bed stuff, that they get these big old things, they're growing 250 pounds of tomatoes off one plant. So, yeah, it doesn't, as long as you get it off to a good start is the key, as long as there's nutrition there and the trace minerals are there.
You mentioned cattle panels. So, class, let's tell you what a cattle panel is. They're about 50 inches tall, 5'0", and they're made out of a kind of a heavy wire. Not quite the diameter of a pencil, a number two pencil, but getting close. And it probably takes about two people to carry one because they're 16 feet long. They're about $1 a foot, and they are fabulous. And what you can do if you go to a farmer's cooperative or a store that sells farm and ranch things, you can probably get some of these cattle panels, and you can buy what's called T-posts. They're green, and you can pound them in with a sledgehammer, or there's a tool that's it's like a long pipe, maybe 24 inches long, and it's closed at one end, and you slip it over the pipe, and you pound it downward, and it pounds these fence posts in, and they're removable. And you can attach cattle panels to these T-posts. And so if you want to plant beans, or if you want to actually fence in your garden to keep the dogs and some of the other animals out from, you know, deer maybe, from eating your garden, it's a great way to go. And that's our afternoon project. I'm going to buy snow, another maybe 20, 30, or 40 cattle panels for our farm. And we get a better price if we buy, you know, 20 or more at a time. And so we've got a lot of cattle panels here, and we use them for cattle, too. But what a great way to fence in your garden. And, Mike, what I've done is I bought some chicken wire, and I'm going to go around the perimeter of our raised bed garden. We built it with concrete blocks. I'm going to go around the perimeter with these T-posts and the cattle panels, and then some chicken wire to keep the chickens from going through the large openings in the cattle panels. What do you think about that? Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, that's a great idea. It's very durable, and it lasts forever. You know, there's a little bit of expense up front, but it's one of those things that pays off in the long run for sure, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, when we come back, we're going to talk about why you should start your plants from seeds rather than buy them. We'll be right back.
My name is Lee, and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time, I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Whey have surpassed the results for most any other supplements, as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Whey is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
You know, class, it's always fun broadcasting with Mike Knox of White Harvest Seed Company. And I know Mike Knox. I've known him for years. We've done events together. He's been to the expo. He's come to our meetups, and we buy his seeds. And they're available even on our local hamlet. And I'm at his website right now, and I'd like to suggest you consider going here, and I'll tell you why. This is a website that is very, very efficient to use. It goes right to what you need. There's no pop-ups. There's no commercials. It doesn't drive you crazy. For example, if you go to WhiteHarvestSeed.com, and you click on the resource tabs, it'll tell you how to grow whatever you're trying to grow. So, for example, if you want to plant beans, it tells you how to harvest them, how to save the seeds, common problems, suggested companions, poor companions, things that you shouldn't be planting together with your beans. And it goes on and on for lots of plants, beans, cabbage, cucumbers, carrots, beets, broccoli, okra, squash, tomatoes, peppers, onions, kale, corn, watermelon, Brussels sprouts, your favorites. They're right there. And it's very efficient. I think you'll be quite delighted with how much you can learn very quickly at WhiteHarvestSeed.com. And the phone number, 866-424-3185. 866-424-3185. Mike, why should we plant from seeds versus buying the plants?
Well, a couple factors. First off is cost. You know, a packet of seed, like for ours, you know, you get 45 to 50 seeds of tomato seeds in a packet. So that's, you know, if you plant those, you're going to have at least, you know, 85 or 90% of those turned into plants for you. If you go to the store, like you said, you know, you buy a four pack or a six pack, you know, they range anywhere from $3 to $4, $5, $6, depending on what varieties of things you're buying, you know, so you're only getting six. That's a big part. One of the biggest things that I have experienced in talking with folks, I went to different, you know, different shows throughout the years, and I've talked to some of these, greenhouse guys, and, I talked to a couple one time, and I said, I hear frequently, you know, people will go to the store and they'll want to buy a tomato, and they get home and they plant it. Maybe it's the first time they've ever planted a garden, they plant it, and it turns out to be a pepper. You know, it's not what they originally ordered. If they wanted a red tomato, they get a yellow tomato. That's the biggest, one of the biggest things. You know, if you're growing your own, starting from seed, you're going to control what you're going to get. You want a red tomato, you're going to get a red tomato. If you don't, then that's our fault. And we have not had any complaints of that ever happening in the years we've been in business. So it's controlling what you want to grow and getting with the actual product that you want and the difference in cost.
And I think the success, Mike, is, as I remember being a very young person, going out in the backyard with my mom and planting the very first garden and planting seeds and actually, you know, starting tomato plants inside and then bringing them outside. The success of that was really a wonderful experience. And I don't think we do that as much as we need to today with young people, giving them the opportunity to see what really, how food really is grown and what food really is, and being part of that success, starting with a little tiny seed. I remember even in elementary school, Mike, we started seeds in the window in the classroom. I'm talking like kindergarten, first grade, right?
Yep. Right.
And for a couple dollars, you can start with some seeds. And you can have success in your family. And even if you don't have a backyard, even if you're starting them in a pot, you can grow tomatoes in a bucket. You can put them on a balcony. You can put them in the sliding glass door. I mean, you can have success.
You bet.
Mike, yes, please continue.
No, I was going to say, you bet. I agree with you. You don't have to have an acre of land to grow a garden. You can grow a lot of stuff in small areas. You bet.
Mm-hmm. And one of the things that we did was we expanded our raised bed garden. We had, I don't know if all of our instructors would agree with it, but what we did was we took these 4-foot wide strips, 16, 20 feet, 24 feet long, and we said, you know, there's some space in the middle. Let's get some more dirt and put it in the middle. So we even filled in the middle. So we have a raised bed garden within a raised bed garden within a raised bed garden. And we'll let you know how that works, class. Mike, have you seen anybody do that, just to expand and make a bigger garden? Have they done that?
There is more ways to skin the cat out there, Vincent, than you realize that people do different things. So, yeah, I've seen different techniques used, and they've had success with it. You bet.
Great, Mike. I'm looking forward to having you back again and again. And class, go to WhiteHarvestSeed.com and find out where Mike's going to be next, his next event, so you can meet him in person. Thank you, Mike Knox, WhiteHarvestSeed.com. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.